Article, the first year of marriage is the toughest, and the key to survival is keeping the lines of communication open. We communicate, don't we, Larry? Larry?
I'm sorry, did you say something?
Larry!
Kidding, kidding, just kidding.
Everyone, big news! Listen, I was just over at the Finleys, looking at the city that Mr. Finley made out of popsicle sticks. It's Pittsburgh, even though my first guess was St. Louis, but then I saw that it didn't have a big arch. Where was I? Oh, yeah, Mr. Finley told me the most amazing news. Come on, we got to go over there. You got to come and see this. Mary Ann! Oh, put on some clothes and come on over to the Finleys. Come on, everyone, come on. Come on.
What's going on?
Something about the Finleys popsicle stick city.
Oh, I've seen it. It's Pittsburgh.
Am I speaking a foreign language?
Balky, we are not going to the Finleys. If we go to the Finleys, he'll talk about fishing and she'll show us the sweater she knitted for her dog.
Listen, Mr. Finley told me the most amazing thing. We're not the only ones living in this house. We have a ghost. Here's the top, what they tell me, that the ghost living in the room at the top of the stairs. You know whose room that is? That's my room!
Ghost, that would explain so many things. Like why the garage door opens and closes by itself.
Marianne, we have a remote control.
So what's your point?
I'm telling you, do you realize how lucky we are? I mean, on Meepo's, it's a huge honor to live in a haunted hut. I mean, it brings good luck to the occupants, and it wards off evil. And then, of course, there's someone to pick up the mail when you're on vacation.
Balky, there is no ghost. The Finley sold you a bunch of hogwash.
I didn't even know they had hogs.
I mean, there are no such things as ghosts.
There are no such things as ghosts? What do they teach you people in school?
Balky, the whole idea of a ghost is a little silly.
No, it is not silly. It is an honor. You know, ghosts are very particular about who they move in with. We should be grateful that Chester decided to live with us.
Who is Chester?
Chester Bainbridge? He's our ghost. Haven't you been listening? You know, I'm going to call Mama and share my good news with her. She's going to be so jealous. She's been on a ghost waiting list for over 5 years.
All right, Jennifer, if there is no ghost, how do you explain the sound of water running in the middle of the night?
Easy. Larry gets thirsty right after we... Believe me, it's not a ghost.
Listen, just take a look at the book. Take a look at any part of the book. Just a sentence. Just one sentence. Just look at one word.
Get the book out of my face.
Listen, if I could just direct your attention to this one page.
Balky, for the last time, I don't care what the book says, we do not have a ghost.
Oh, and I suppose the oven just cleans itself.
Well, Marianne, it's nice to know there's one person who believes what I'm talking about.
Oh, Balky, I always believe what you're talking about. Even when I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, how about a movie after dinner?
Sounds good.
Cousin, if you just take a look right there. Cousin, this book is written by a college professor, Michael Williams Fudd.
Michael Williams Fudd?
Michael Williams Fudd.
Michael Williams, Ph.D. And I still say there's no ghost, and now I'm going to go get the movie section.
But there's a whole chapter on Chester Bainbridge. There's even a picture of my room. Look, you see that fuzzy spot? That's Chester. Michael Williams photographed Chester himself.
Michael Williams, I saw him on Nightline. What does he say about Chester?
He said that Chester was a really devoted Chicago Cubs fan and a compulsive gambler. And he bet a fortune that the Chicago Cubs would win the 1929 World Series.
The 29 series? The Cubs lost in 5 games to Philadelphia. Jimmy Fox hit 350 during that series. Some things just stick in my head for no reason. Other things go right through it.
Anyway, Chester couldn't pay off his bet, and so they found him stuffed into a trunk in the closet in my room.
Balky, show me the picture of Chester in this book.
Now look, see, right there, that's him. If you squint just right, it looks like he's got a Chicago Cubs hat. You gotta tilt your head to the left.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Very mad, huh?
Oh. Larry, there's an actual photograph of our ghost in Balky's room.
I left the room for 2 minutes. Suddenly you're seeing ghosts?
Well, Larry, Michael Williams is a leading parapsychologist. If he says Chester is upstairs, maybe he is.
Cousin, look at the picture.
Squint. Tilt your head to the left and close one eye.
All right. There will be no more talk of ghosts in this house. Is that clear? All right, there is no ghost, and there is no way you can prove there is.
That's where you're wrong, Mr. Pouting Thomas. According to Professor Williams, Chester Bainbridge appears at sundown every year on the anniversary of his death, which happens to be tonight. So if you would be so kind as to come up to my room, I'd be happy to introduce you.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do. It's almost sundown now. We're all going to go up to Balky's room and wait for the ghost. When he doesn't appear, you'll see I was right, and then Jennifer and I are going to the movies, okay?
Of course, and that sounds like a great idea. Okay. Now, before we go up there, we got to go over some ghost etiquette. Listen, when the ghost appears, whatever you do, don't say who you're going to call. They really hate that. Chester? Hello? We're here. Well, I guess we are a little early. Come on in.
Come on.
Balky, when did you find time to do all this decorating?
What decorating? I just unpacked. I wish I had done more now that I know I'm not in here alone.
You're not? Which is who's in here with you, mister?
Chester, the ghost.
Oh, right.
What is it, Chester?
It's Wayne Newton. His eyes are following me.
Oh, my Lord. Well, you're right. They do seem to be moving.
Well, of course they are. Don't be ridiculous. I paid extra for the poster with the movable eyes and the scratch and sniff cologne. It's Wayne's own fragrance. It's called Wayne Drops. I haven't decided yet where to put the poster. Now, here's my dilemma. I would love it to be the first thing you see when you walk into the room. But on the other hand, Wayne looks his best over here in the morning sun. What to do?
There is nothing to be afraid of. There is no ghost. Chester Bainbridge was just some guy who was dumb enough to hide from the mob in his own room. What'd you do that for?
Do what?
You shoved me.
No, I didn't shove you.
Well, somebody shoved me.
It's Chester! Hey, Chester! Chester, hi! How are you?
Balky, you are talking to the air. There is no ghost. But just take that.
Cousin,
don't ever be rude to a ghost. You see, they're a lot like alligators. They're fun to have around the house just as long as they're in a good mood.
Okay. Okay. All right. Chester, if you're here, show me. Come on. Do-do that voodoo that you do so well. There. You see? Nothing. I was right. There is no ghost. Now, come on, Jennifer. Let's go to the movies.
Larry, you wanted proof of a ghost. I think we have it.
All right, come on, Alice. Let's not jump to conclusions. There's got to be a logical explanation for this.
Cousin, give it up. We're in mid-air.
Okay, how about this? The furnace malfunctioned, creating a backdraft, which came up through the vents, which created a thermal vacuum, causing things to rise. Kind of like what keeps airplanes up.
Really? Well, what keeps interest rates up?
Thanks for the ride, Chester. What about Cousin Larry?
Okay. We're all safely back on the ground. No harm done, I admit. Something strange just happened. I have no idea what, but it has nothing to do with a ghost.
Larry, I don't know what kind of sign you're looking for, but this house is obviously haunted. I'm going to a hotel. Are you coming?
No, no. I refuse to be driven from my home by something that doesn't exist.
Well, if you want to stay here, fine, but I'll be at the Kingsley Court. Come on, Marianne.
You know, having a ghost would explain why every time we open the refrigerator, the light goes on.
No, Marianne. The light goes on because... Yes, having the ghost would explain that.
Nice work, Balky. I'm sleeping alone tonight, thanks to you and your idiot ghost.
Cousin, don't call Chester an idiot. Ghosts resent having their intelligence belittled. They think because they've seen the whole universe, they know everything.
Okay, he's not an idiot. He's a jerk.
Cousin.
Now, you think Chester would be upset if I went down to the basement and checked the furnace?
He might be.
It was just a breeze. The foundation's settling. Okay, this is a little bit harder. What the hell was that?
That was my terrifying ghost moan imitation. I've been working on it. How do you like it?
Like it? We love it! Can you do Elvis?
Do him? I played cards with Elvis last night.
So he is dead.
What is it with you people and Elvis?
Of course, look, it's Chester. Hi, Chester.
Balky, we have a ghost.
No.
The little guy catches on quick.
Chester, I didn't mean to call you an idiot or a jerk. Are we square? Shake.
Ah, you're too late. You blew it. You think you're so smart just because you're alive. Well, I can fix that. No more Mr. Nice Ghost.
Nice going, cousin. Now we have an angry ghost on our hands. We're going to have to figure out a way to get rid of him.
Oh, it's okay. Everything will be fine. I'll just apologize.
No, no, cousin. It's too late for that. Apologizing won't work.
Sure it'll work. It always works. I do something to you, you get mad, I apologize, you forgive me. Same thing happens with Jennifer. It's a beautiful system.
Listen, I don't think...
Don't think. Just let me do this.
If you grew up in a hut...
Please, it's so hard for you to just listen to me. Let me try. Thank you.
Have it your way.
Chester, I am really, really sorry. I don't know what came over me. Just, you know, sometimes I get in these moods. Well, you know, I've been going through a lot of changes lately. New wife, new home, and a lot of...
Did you see that? If that had hit me, it would have killed me. Now, he is trying to hurt me. Just please, do something.
Cousin, you can't just make a ghost go away. You have to drive him away.
All right, drive him away. Go ahead. How do we do that?
Well... The only way to drive a ghost away is you got to make him angry. And then if you make him angry enough, uh-huh, he'll use up all his energy by having a ghostly tantrum. And, you know, cousin, why don't you try it? You're good at making people angry.
Chester, when you died, you were so ugly, they buried you face down. Didn't work. Nothing's happening.
Cousin, you know, I think something is kind of happening.
I'm not quite sure, but I think something big is happening, and
I have a feeling that Chester has control of my hand.
What? What'd you do that for?
I don't know, cousin. I can't control it.
What are you doing, Chester? Chester has control of my hand.
Stop it!
Oh, cousin! Okay, I think we got him on the run.
Okay.
Because he let go of me.
Right.
Maybe I should have a go at it.
All right, go for it.
Okay.
Get him.
Okay. Chester, you have the spleen of a cowardly goat.
Oh, you're getting him. Go. Finish him.
Okay. May you fall on your face with your hands in your pockets.
Malky?
Yeah.
I think you did it.
No, I do too.
I think he's gone. I think you drove that ghost from this
so
house.
So do
huh?
I think
he's gone from the premises. I don't hear him anywhere. Amazing. We did it. We drove the ghost from the house.
Just hang on, Quentin. I think Chester is on the run. I think he's slowing down. He's slowing down.
I think I've reassessed my previous stand. Chester, you can have the house. Just please don't kill us. Please don't kill us. We were just joking.
I hate jokes.
He hates jokes.
Are you all
right?
Oh, Jennifer. Jennifer, you're back. Sweetheart. Oh, I missed you.
Oh, Balky, I'm so glad you're safe.
Larry, what happened? Did you get rid of Chester?
Did we get rid of Chester? Balky, did we get rid of Chester?
Yes, Cousin, we did.
Yeah, we got rid of Chester. Oh, yeah, he was no match for the two of us. Oh, he tried his wily ghost tricks, but nothing I couldn't handle.
Chester bounced us off the walls like two rag dolls until he got bored, and then he left.
Larry, it was very brave of you to stay here.
Well, it's a man's job to protect his home.
Besides, Chester locked the door.
Come on, let's get some breakfast.
Oh, the ghost is here! I just feel something cold and clammy on my back.
That's my hand. That ghost is gone for good.
Marianne, bad news. Elvis is dead.